President Hinckley, as a leader of the young women of the church, may I speak for them in saying we love, support, and sustain you as our prophet. Dear brothers and sisters, standing here so soon after my call is much like being thrown into a mountain lake of glacial runoff. I'm still getting used to the shock. You see, I'm the mother of sons, four sons, that's right, sons. You would think that I would have been called to be the General Den mother. Instead, my long desire for daughters has been filled twice. First, with four fantastic daughters-in-law, and second, with 500,000 young women around the world. Each one is unique and individually numbered and known in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. How do I know this? Because Heavenly Father has reached his tender hand from the heavens to hold and help me, Bonnie Parker. Because the light of his Son has warmed my soul. Because I have made promises and covenants that have transformed my life as I've kept them. Have covenants renewed your life? And do you celebrate them? Recently, we went to Pasadena, California, to the blessing of our first granddaughter, Jordan Emily. This was a unique experience for two reasons. First, my husband and I thought the Parkins were unable to have girls. And second, this blessing was the first official step in her mortality as a daughter of God. We feel so much joy as we anticipate the potential her life holds here. Jordan was fortunate. She was born to parents who were sealed in the temple under the new and everlasting covenant. Provided her parents remain true to this agreement, Jordan will be beneficiary to those covenants by being in a home mostly filled with peace, love, protection, and understanding. Being born in the covenant is not the privilege of all members of the church, but the blessings of the covenant will be made available to all who are worthy of them. We hope little Jordan's life as a faithful Latter-day Saint will move from a baby receiving a priesthood blessing to a child of God receiving baptismal covenants, to a young woman keeping those first promises and preparing to be worthy and qualified to make and keep sacred covenants, to a woman entering into the temple covenants, to a wife being sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, and finally to an exalted daughter returning home to our Heavenly Father's open arms. This is the journey, our journey as saints. So often we talk about making and keeping covenants, but exactly what are they? At baptism, we demonstrate that we're willing to bear one another's burdens that they may be light, mourn with those that mourn, comfort those that stand in need of comfort, and stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. And that's just the beginning. In the temple, we further covenant to be obedient, to sacrifice, to keep ourselves worthily pure, to contribute to the spreading of truth, to be chaste, to pray, to live the gospel, and to be forever faithful. Father in heaven knows us as individuals. The covenants that we make with him are performed one-on-one. President Howard W. Hunter noted, "I've always been impressed that the Lord deals with us personally, individually. We do many things in groups in the church, but the most important things are done individually. We bless babies one at a time, even if they're twins or triplets. We baptize and confirm children one at a time. We take the sacrament and are ordained to the priesthood or move through the ordinances of the temple as individuals, as one developing a personal relationship with our Father in heaven. Heaven's emphasis is on each individual, on every single person. These individual commitments made directly with our Heavenly Father are things to celebrate and to consecrate. I wonder why our covenants so often feel more like obligations than privileges. How did you feel the last time you partook of the sacrament? Did you ponder those covenants made in the fonts and within temples? The sacrament enables us to renew our covenants. Thus, if we keep those covenants with honor and exactness, we can feel as fresh and as pure as we did when we were first baptized. We can feel as committed to a temple ceiling as a child, as we did as a new bride or groom. We can feel as loved of God as our sweet little Jordan did when she received her name and blessing. Covenants keep us new. Do the covenants change the actions of our daily lives? They should, even though it may be a struggle to keep them. We hear of saints who hold on to their covenants even against greatest odds, and in so doing find renewal and peace, not just in the life to come, but in this life. Because just like covenant breaking, covenant keeping becomes habit forming. We've all been victims of evil and unrighteousness, pain, and suffering. I know a woman who was a victim. Her husband chose to be unfaithful to her. She suffered, and she was in pain. It took many years, but life got better for her because she remained faithful to her covenants. There are both stormy seas and calm waters in life, but as Ether tells us, hope cometh of faith and maketh an anchor to the souls of men, which would make them sure and steadfast, always abounding in good works, and led to glorify God. Covenants anchor us to the solid ground, which amidst the storms, making our promises not only meaningful for eternity, but vital for today. Have your covenants moved you to sing the song of redeeming love? At a Relief Society meeting, a group of women were discussing how to teach youth to make and keep sacred covenants. One woman who was struggling with a teenage daughter listened as the women talked about faith, prayer, good example, and scriptures. Finally, she blurted out, "I've tried all those things, and they're not working." Quietly, she added, "Love is all that's working for us right now." This good sister trusted that somehow her covenant to be charitable, even to her daughter, would make a difference. And it is. Another young woman, Katie, was at camp. She felt angry and abandoned because of overwhelming family problems. Her testimony teetered in serious jeopardy. But a concerned leader, in an effort to live up to his holy calling, wrote Katie a note saying, "I love you. I believe in you. You have a testimony because I've heard you bear it in these ways." And then he listed the ways. The note arrived at the right time. Katie was strengthened to live her covenants because someone else strived to live his. Mark, a high school student in my ward, recently stood in fast meeting and talked about how he was finding strength to live his covenants. He summed it up with this formula succinctly and memorably. He said, "A scripture a day keeps Satan away." What a reward. What are the rewards for covenant keeping? Gentle-hearted King Benjamin said, "Because of the covenants which ye have made, ye will be called the children of Christ. And under his head ye are made free. And we will be redeemed of God and be numbered with those of the first resurrection, that we may have eternal life." Brothers and sisters, covenant keeping will help you recall the one with whom you're yoked, and your burden will be lighter. If you have slipped in your covenants, take heart. The Savior so wants us to fulfill our promises that he has provided an everlasting atonement. If your heart is not singing the redeeming song of love, return to your covenants. Celebrate them. Like our new granddaughter, you too can be pure. The renewal of your covenants will awaken you like a cold glacial waters in a hot day. Then remember, millions of church members all around the globe are daily keeping covenants against all odds. You can too. If you remember only one thing I say today, remember to hold on to your covenants and celebrate them. My covenants are an expression of my faith. They are why I stand before you today. Covenants help me focus on the big picture and not just the immediate. Covenants further the work of the Lord. Covenants help me make a difference in the lives of others. My covenants are not negotiable. They make the choice of righteousness easier. I humbly pray that our covenants might become a greater source of celebration and strength in our lives, that we may walk uprightly and steadfastly, that when we most need the Lord's hand, it will be there waiting warmly. I treasure the covenants he has made with me, and with all my heart hope to live faithful to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.